Foothills Pilot Plant sits behind a prison off of a gravel road about 40 miles east of Asheville. It's a nondescript building that could pass for a small warehouse. Inside, workers process game: chickens, turkeys, rabbits, and ducks. The site can handle about 1,000 birds per day. A little more than an hour away in North Wilkesboro, Tyson Foods can process 160,000 chickens per day. Needless to say, this is a relatively small operation.
The purpose of this project is not for the project itself to generate vast sums of money. It's to put more money in the pockets of the farmers.
Smithson Mills is a consultant in agricultural economic development. He helped create the Foothills Pilot Plant and now serves on its advisory board. McDowell County donated the land. The money to build the facility came from the Golden Leaf Foundation, the state's Rural Economic Development Center, and the Appalachian Regional Commission. For the roughly 35 game farmers in this region, the site offers a nearby processing plant, and that means saving on gas and time. The plant can also provide the coveted USDA stamp of inspection, allowing meat to be sold to supermarkets as well as across state lines. Mills says having access to USDA approval also allows farmers to produce more than 1,000 birds each year.
These small growers can grow as many as their market will demand. So we anticipate that some growers who may have grown 1,000 birds a year in the last several years may be able to go to 5,000 this year, and then the following year they may be able to go to 10,000.
Almost all of the farmers in the region have free-range chickens. Processing these birds takes about one day. After they're killed, they go through a scalder, clucker, and the evisceration room. The meat is then cut and vacuum sealed before heading to a freezer room until pickup. Handling this work are the employees from right next door.
I'm at a Marion Minimum Security Unit, and I've got 21 months left, and then it'll be over.
Foothills Pilot Plant and the prisoner have asked that we do not use his name, per North Carolina Department of Corrections policy. He's a father of one, serving time at the minimum security prison for drug trafficking. He works 30 to 40 hours a week, receiving minimum wage. Other inmates have jobs that pay less than a dollar a day.
And this is a great way for us to get back on our feet, not only prove to ourselves but the community that we can be great for society and an asset.
Currently, 8 prisoners, an intern, and a building manager work at the facility. An advisory board sets the prices charged to farmers. The competitive cost caught the attention of Amy Foster, who co-owns a farm with her husband in Iron Station, northwest of Charlotte.
We're here for a tour today, and I'm interested in seeing how their packaging is because our customers are used to certain standards, and I'm anxious to see what they're offering here.
Foster's farm grew 2,500 chickens last year. She sells many of the birds to a couple of restaurants in uptown Charlotte and several buying clubs. Driving to this plant instead of Siler City would save her thousands of dollars each year. Advisory board member Smithson Mills says the site will help farmers grow their businesses and provide consumers with more cage-free local meat. His plan is for the plant to break even in the first 3 years.
In 10 or 15 years, this facility could be too small to accommodate the demand, and at that point there would be enough cash flow and enough markets developed that farmers, if they wanted to, could probably pull their resources and build a plant themselves.
For now, he's regularly meeting with farmers and spreading the word about the first nonprofit meat processing plant in the country. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.